Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
And I got my normal show, Your Money Matters. You know what would make this day even more joyous? If I got to talk to David Hochberg live during both of them. And David, just the stars aligned today, my friend. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I'm glad you woke up to have that premonition. Now, that's a good way to start the day, waking up. That's great. Nice job. Check that box.
I've been digging at you a lot, mainly because I get to sit in the host chair today. And then when I go on your show on Saturday, you sit in the host chair and I got to take it. But in all seriousness, you've helped me out with a lot of different things. And not that I was going to fall to the prey of this letter that I got in the mail, but it was a little confusing and it looked really official. So I took a picture and sent it over to you. The envelope said Illinois Resident Eligibility Notice. And it said Rehomesite Financial, which I know that name, right, David?
And right, then it had, that's a company that did your loan, me.
Yes.
Right.
And I had my name there. And it basically said that my property was ready for homeowner assistance fund or lender-specific in-house mortgage adjustment from the CARES Act of 2025. And I sent it to you, and what'd you find out?
I think I responded, you also have lottery winnings from a prince in Uganda. You know, once you send over 100 grand, they'll send you a million back. Yeah, I called up this company per your request. The funny thing is, there is no such thing as a 2025 CARES Act Homeowners Assistance Fund or lender-specific in-house mortgage adjustment program, as they have highlighted in that letter. So here's what's happening, folks. They are sending out letters from with referencing your previous lender on the letter. So it makes you think like your previous lender is sending it. No. What these scumbag companies do is buy your, because everything's public record, John. Okay. When you close on a loan, the information gets recorded at the county. The county sells it off, and these aggregates out there, these aggregate marketing companies, collect all that data and sell it off. And the scumbag companies like the company that you received your letter from, talking about a program and promoting a program that doesn't even exist, send it to you. And then what do? Oh, great. You know what? I got a 5% loan. It says here I could get a new fixed rate of 2%. You can't get a new fixed rate of 2%. And I asked the guy on the other side, I'm like, what's this program? He's like, oh, it's a 2025 CARES Act. I'm like, well, I Googled it and put it into ChatGPT, and there's no such thing. Oh, yes, there is. I'm going to send you links to it. So be on the lookout for links, because I gave him your email address, okay? It's garbage, right? It says right here, if you do it in ChatGPT, it specifically says, the question that they asked is, does the 2025 CARES Act Homeowners Assistance Fund or Lender-Specific In-House Mortgage Adjustment Program exist, which was in the letter you sent me?
Yep.
They said, no 2025 CARES Act Homeowners Assistance Fund exists, and there is nothing enacted. It was enacted in 2021 and doesn't apply to 2025 because there is no 2025 CARES Act that came out of COVID. Okay, so the scumbags
I just want to stop you also there. I found it funny that in 2025, no, this is not a value judgment, but the acts that Congress passed now usually have to do with Trump or they like big, beautiful bills. They don't call them CARES Act anymore.
No, and they're not giving anything out to existing homeowners.
No.
Okay, so, you know, they're cutting everything, and they're not, you know, bending over backwards to take you from your 4% or 5% loan, whatever we put you in at the time, down to 2% and get free money. Okay, there's no such thing. Your listeners need to be aware of this. All of the garbage that they're getting in the mail that references the loan company, the mortgage company, or the bank that put you into that loan, your best to do what you did, contact your mortgage professional that put you in and say, is this true? And 99.9% out of 100, it'll be 100% BS.
Yeah, I mean, they even know, obviously, what my loan amount was, right? I don't know if they just look at the price of the house and figure that out, or if they're able to see the loan details.
It's in public records, John. It's in public records. So you at the recorder's office, it has your interest rate, your home address, and your loan amount, and when you closed. They've got everything right there. And a simple computer program that could dump in your home address could easily spit out your current home value, right, within a couple of grand. So it makes it look so official. Yeah, this is 100% garbage.
Do you think it's a company that is using bad technique to try and get your business in some way? Or do you think this is a legit just scam? Someone is eventually going to ask for some sort of payment method from me, quick, get it to me, and they're going to try and take money out of my account somehow.
No, they're going to try to refinance you, right? Because it's got you. If you, what happens if you don't respond by August 15th, right? You know, there's the hook, right? Make everybody start sweating that there's a call to action.
The tip right? off what, to the know, ripoff, as our friend Steve Burness says.
Exactly, and what's going to happen is you're going to be dumped into a loan officer's calling queue, right? With somebody that's going to try to hotbox sell you, and they're going to offer you ridiculous rates, and then the only reason that you're going to be able to secure that ridiculously low rate is by them charging you outrageous closing costs, right? And they're like, yeah, listen, John, I get you down to 2%. I could do that right now. It's going to cost you like $25,000.
Jesus.
Right? Okay, but what they do is they sell the payment, right? Listen, John, you're currently paying $2,500. I could get you down to $1,400, okay? That $1,100 a year, a month, is $13,000 a year. And in 2 years, you break even. Okay, that's the sales pitch. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, right? I'm glad I went you to the letter. I knew you'd do a good job. Thank you for reporting on it. I'm sure other people around me or around the whole area are going to get this letter. So just rip it up, throw it away. Don't do anything without it. Don't worry about it. And don't go to the little website at the bottom they have that's personally just for you. I didn't do that. I imagine it's not going to leave me.
Oh. Hold on. I did, John?
Yeah.
There's no such website that exists. I typed it in four different ways. Okay. johnhanson.whatever, CARES Act.-whatever.
Yeah.
I did that, right?
Doesn't
or
exist.
Visit
okay.
John Hanson, whatever. It does not exist.
Okay.
So this thing stinks to high hell. Our listeners should stay away from these nefarious letters. There's just a trap, and it's a money grab, and the listener, if they do get baited into this, is going to get drilled on the backside. So stay away from this. Call your lender to make sure it's not them sending it out, and they guarantee it wasn't, and then just shred it and move on.
David Hochberg, you're the best. Good to talk to you twice, my friend.
All right, brother. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.